Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, the daily podcast on the big news story. I'm Snehish Alex Philip, and today we are talking about the ongoing fragile situation at the line of actual control in the wake of the ninth round of co-commander talks held on Sunday between India and China, and as well as the face-off between Indian and Chinese troops in Sikkim on 20th January, in which soldiers on both sides are believed to have received some minor injuries. Let's start with the marathon 16 and a half hour of co-commander level talks on Sunday. Sources say India and China have managed to break the stalemate at the LAC, but a breakthrough in carrying out disengagement is yet to be achieved. Substantial progress has been made, a source from the defense and security establishment told the Print. Asked if this meant that India and China have come to an understanding for disengagement, the source said, "Not yet." A joint statement issued by India and China on Monday evening said the two sides had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on disengagement along the LAC in the western sector of China-India border areas. The two sides agreed that this round of meeting was positive, practical, and constructive, which further enhanced mutual trust and understanding, it said. The statement added that the two sides agreed to push for an early disengagement of the frontline troops. They also agreed to follow the important consensus of their state leaders, maintain the good momentum of dialogue and negotiation, and hold the 10th round of co-commander level meeting at an early date to jointly advance de-escalation, the statement said. It added that the two sides agreed to continue the efforts in ensuring the restraint of the frontline troops, stabilize and control the situation along the LAC in the western sector of the China-India border, and jointly maintain peace and tranquility. Held at the Moldo meeting point of the Chinese side, the talks began around 10:30 hours on Sunday and lasted till about 02:30 hours Monday morning. The meeting was initially scheduled to start at about 0900 hours but was delayed due to bad weather. The ninth round of the co-commander level talks came after almost 3 months, the last being held on 6th of November. One of the proposals being discussed between the two sides is the withdrawal of artillery and armored elements from the current forward location, where temperatures have dropped to minus 30 degrees Celsius. Top government sources had earlier ruled out any premature withdrawal from Kailash Range, which is in the southern banks of Pangong Lake, which have given India a bargaining chip in negotiations since August. The government sources also said the standoff could last longer than anticipated, and the situation was expected to simmer even if a temporary disengagement took place. On the Kailash Range, troops are literally in an eyeball-to-eyeball situation, with a distance of just a few feet between them on either side of the LAC. The same also holds true for the tanks being deployed by both sides on heights of over 16,000 feet. During the talks, the Indian side, led by the 14th Corps commander, Lieutenant General P.G.K. Menon, and including Naveen Srivastav, Additional Secretary, East Asia from the External Affairs Ministry, made it clear that for tensions to come down, disengagement is a must. That it was the PLA army which had first transgressed across the line of actual control, and therefore the onus was on it to pull back. The Chinese side was led by South Xinjiang Military District Chief Major General Liu Lin. To recap, while China had the advantage of moving in first, in August, specialized elements from the Indian Army outflanked the PLA in the Kailash Range and gave India a dominating position over the Moldo garrison and the Spangur Gap, which could have been used by the Chinese to launch any attack in the Chushul sector in eastern Ladakh region. This has since led to a tactical stalemate, with Chinese troops dominating in some features and India in others. The talks also comes at time both sides are reinforcing the defensive positions along the LAC with construction of permanent bunkers. China has continued to construct sites for surface-to-air missiles, heliports, and new roads, and is widening airstrips in the Tibet region. India, on the other hand, has continued pace with its border infrastructure development. Experts have said that this is one probable reason for the Chinese aggression. Now let us focus on what happened in northern Sikkim. Indian and Chinese troops indulged in a face-off in the eastern sector of the LAC last week after the PLA was stopped from entering Indian territory in Nakula, that is Sikkim. The army in a statement said there was a minor face-off at Nakula area in North Sikkim on 20th January. The same was resolved by local commanders as per established protocols, it said. There was a brief face-off between the two sides, a source said, adding certain pushing and jostling took place. The area had also witnessed a clash in May last year in which at least 12 Indian and Chinese soldiers were injured in stone pelting and fist fighting. At that time too, a patrol team of the PLA had been stopped, leading to the clash.